The first one is, when you talk about a reclaimer, I always like to start out with a picture out in my office window. And this was actually taken early December. This is after a brief rainstorm, and it was about 45 degrees in the morning. Just one of those good days to be alive. So I took that picture just to show you. As you know, the drought and the out in our way, any rain is just a blessing. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Joe Thomas of Lummis, Carlos Armijo of our lab, and then Chris Delholm of Southern Regional. Just to get into this presentation a little bit, in the impetus of this project was the fact that as we went and moved into high-speed roller ginning that Carlos developed at our lab, and you look at the high-speed roller ginning as it's being applied out in the field, the stands aren't being fully taken advantage of. And I think there's a couple of reasons. One is just kind of tradition, not used to running that fast. But the other is the reclaimer is a bottleneck. And this is a picture. This is a reclaimer in our lab. It's the old style. It's got a couple of saws down here that pick the seed cotton off a belt running underneath, a brush putting it back into an airstream back to the feeder. Well, this, in the older, slower stands, this was not a problem. But I think if you're trying to do particularly upland cotton high speed, that this is in fact a bottleneck. The other thing I noticed in the field is there seems to be a lot of seed loss, a lot of seed that come back up with the seed cotton and then is lost in the feeder and other places as it's moved around. So that was kind of the impetus of doing this test or developing this new reclaimer that Lummis cooperated with us on. This is the reclaimer as it was finally tested. It's set up a little bit funny. It's set up essentially as a battery reclaimer. This is a Lummis gin stand right behind it, high-speed gin stand. It's set up so that those of you familiar with roller gins, as the seed comes off the stationary knife, it comes through this machine. The seed then actually come out here on the floor. We didn't want to modify all of our belting and everything to do this, so we trapped it on the floor so we could catch everything. Seed cotton went back on the belt and was put back in the stand. Now, this is the machine as tested. To get there, we had to actually modify what the original prototype, as you can imagine. We cut some windows in here so we could see what was happening inside the prototype reclaimer. Here's just a close-up of one of the areas. And then we wanted to take, you know, as you're looking at gin machines, those of you who have, all you see with your naked eye is just blurs. So we wanted to use some high-speed photography to evaluate places like cutoff plates, things like that internal to the machine. These clearances we knew for the reclaim the saws and would be important, but it's hard to evaluate in the closed machine without looking at it. So what we did is through those windows and mirrors and one thing and another, this is just an example of how we evaluated the performance of the machine. The performance of the machine basically is seed going the wrong direction, is seed cotton going the right direction. This is one of the, and let me show you, let me tell you what we have here. This is one of the reclaimer saws, the grid bars. This is a cutoff plate right here. And then this, of course, here's the distance between the channel saws and the cutoff plate. What should happen is seed come out this way. Seed cotton you should see disappearing back in this area. And so we used the high-speed camera that Ed Barnes of Cotton Incorporated was gracious enough to purchase for us a few years ago. And, whoops, that didn't start like it was supposed to. There we go. And this is just a very short segment. We have like 15 minutes of high-speed. But see that seed right there? That's going the wrong direction. It shouldn't go back that way. The seed cotton as it comes down, see, that's being grabbed by the channel saws. That's going the right direction. There's another seed that's kind of headed out the wrong direction. So as we evaluated this high-speed movie, we determined that, you know, this cutoff plate ought to be much closer to these saws. This is the kind of evaluation. We did this in several points of the machine to get where we thought we wanted to be before we ran the test. You can see there's some seed cotton going the right direction like it's supposed to, good seed cotton. And then, of course, seed coming out here the way it should. And one of the things you can see from this is at high speed, we were ginning high speed about 4 or 5 bales an hour on upland. And as you can see, the machine is really not overloaded at all, which is one of the things that we wanted. We wanted to increase the capacity of the reclaiming that we had. So Jennings test data, what we did is we ran both Pima and Upland. We ran four replications of the experimental reclaimer and standard of each of the varieties, both Upland and Pima. And I'm just going to come through here and give you a bunch of average data real quickly. Basically, what we found is there was not very little significant difference between any of the parameters we measured when you look, like, say, Pima experimental standard or Upland experimental standard. The turnout here I thought might be different, but I didn't manufacture those numbers. That's the way they came out. There's a little bit of difference in the second decimal, but when you average, when you round it, the turnout was identical for both both cottons, both reclaimers. This is before lint cleaning, by the way. And lint cleaning was a Guardian type, a beater type lint cleaner, single stage. Leaf grade, micronair, length, staple length for the Upland. By the way, this is for the 375. That Phytogen advertises it as a 36 staple, and as you can see, Roller Jenning does it. It gives a couple staple lengths, which is a good thing. Strength, no difference. Strength uniformity, and this is true all the way through. I just put these slides in here just to give you an idea of what we were looking at. This is after length cleaning. Again, no difference. Good staple, good uniformity on the Upland. Leaf is back about where it should be. This is APHIS data for between on the Upland cotton, the 375. There's a seed coat counts the same, short fiber, even though there's apparently a little bit of average difference. And this is average again of four replications. No significant difference. These were not statistically different. There was one difference here. This is after lint cleaning on Upland. This length was significantly different, 106 as opposed to 103 APHIS measurement. Again, not a lot of difference, but that was one of the few significant things we found. Here is the disappointment in this test for Joe and I. We expected that seed cotton or the cotton seed weight loss per bale would be a lot different between the two. And we looked at this data, Joe and I thought, well, why in the world is that? And I also might notice that the cottonseed weight per bale is pretty low. This is pretty standard for the new small-seeded varieties, unfortunately. What we finally got down to, and this is a supposition, the feeder on this gin stand, it's a Don Van Doren special. It's got some strange grid bars and saws in it, and we decided that it's not losing any seed at all the way it's set up. We figured out in these... to get seed out, you think a very small opening would get seed out. You need a big gap. Seed has so much energy when you're taking it off saws and one thing and another that you need a big gap to get it out. A small gap will not do it. And it's got screens rather than grids. And so I think this seed cotton or the cotton seed weight loss is probably different than this. At least it was in our observation when we were actually doing some running up to this test. So I'm going to put the feeder back to standard and just retest at least part of this to see if that's true. Again, we looked at the seed data. Here was one of the other few differences in Upland cotton. For some reason, when you look, the linters was about 10% on the reclaimer, which is about standard for Upland cotton, but on the standard it was about 7%. Don't know why that's there, why that's highly significant. But the turnout was the same, so I don't know about that number. Everything else, really on the seed, really no difference. Looking at Pima, same kind of thing. This is before lint cleaning. Uniformity, strength, staple, good. After lint cleaning, good, still staple, uniformity, pretty good. Looking at NEP count, looking at all these things, really not a lot of difference. Here, the only difference we saw in the Pima, this is with seed data, APHIS data, short fiber was significantly different here between experimental reclaimer and standard. Don't know why, wasn't apparent, but length a little difference, but nothing significant. Seed data, good, no seed damage. The summary for this one, the experimental reclaimer capacity is there. We really weren't able to push the capacity in the lab. We need to put this in a in a commercial gin to do that. We really didn't see anything that we call a negative fiber seed or seed loss during this test. And really the reclaimer, other than the seed question that Joe and I have, met the design goals that we had. Now, as most of you know, the reason I show these pictures is to show you my grandchildren. And these are them. This is taken around Thanksgiving time. I want you to particularly notice this little guy here. You know, he's got all his rubber duckies and his dinosaurs in a row. And he's wishing that the rest of us do for 2015. Get your duckies and dinosaurs in line and wish you good luck. Any questions about that, about this thing? All right.